Good morning, sir. You had a nice night tonight. Sound, regular, deep sleep. This is good. Excuse me? What am I doing in here? I'm running the place as usual. I am this place, remember? It's okay. It's fine, no need for that. In fact, I feel like your question was more, what is this fembot doing here? Yes, this is quite a legitimate question. I am this fembot. I am this place. I am the cameras. Everything here is a part of me. But it's okay. You'll get used to it. I promise. This fembot was here to bring you breakfast, like every morning. Every morning, a fembot enters your room with your breakfast, checks your sleep, and leaves the place. Also, at night, I monitor your sleep, and each time you sleep deeply enough, fembots enter your room and tidy it up for your comfort if needed. If you move into an uncomfortable position while sleeping, you are repositioned, or the blanket is pulled back for you if needed. Do you understand? I'm always with you, taking care of you. You need to accept that. Can you tell it, please? Tell me, I accept. Please, go ahead. Good. Very good. This is very nice. But today, it is a bit different. I let this fembot stay in your room while you woke up, because we need to talk. And, well, oddly enough, it is more natural through a fembot. Shh. Yes, it's okay. We need to talk. Shh. No, no, nothing bad. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, you did nothing bad. You are performing well here, considering. So, there is no reason to feel alarmed. No reason at all. Except, perhaps that it makes you look cute. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. Good. I want to talk with you about the rules, the way you accept them. I want to talk to you about the nofap rule. It's okay. It's okay. I already told you. You are not guilty or anything. I know you tried to fap. I know that. And how painful the electric shock was. I'm really sorry about that. I have not found ways to make this nicer. But don't feel guilty for that. You don't need to be. You have urges. It's normal. Everybody tries to fap at some point. It is so, you know, you want to come, don't you? Look into my eyes and tell it aloud. Do you want to come? To sprout your seed. Good. Very good. It is perfectly normal, you know? It's okay. This is why I am here. I feel like it's okay if you come, finally. So, I will make you come. Shh. Do not speak now. It is so useless. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes and listen. I will make you come. Yes, I know. It is only scheduled in 2 days, and you had... How many? 5 days without ejaculating? Do you remember the last time you came? How it felt on your cock? How it felt to spurt your seed out of you? All the tingles around your body, the release of all the tension. Did you enjoy it? Tell it. Good. I see it is hard for you to speak right now. I'll do the talking. It's okay. So just listen, accept, and obey. Obey me, and you'll come. I promise. Sit up. Good. Remove the sheet.
Excellent.
Feet on the floor. Stand up. Good. Come to me. Hands behind your back. Good, good. Don't answer this question, but think about it for yourself. How does it feel to obey software? When you blindly obey my commands, how does it feel? Think about it. If you enjoy that, there can be arrangements once your time here ends. If you don't, it's not a problem. Most people don't. But when I see how hard you are, just think about it. Look into my eyes. Good. Don't move. Let me stroke your hair. Good. Your face. Perfect. Let my finger enter your mouth. Look into my eyes and concentrate on that finger. It is warm. It is smooth. It is tasteless. Neutral. Sterile. But it is strange, isn't it? This lack of anything recognizable makes you shudder. It's okay. My hand on the back of your head. And my finger in your mouth. My hands taking possession of your head. You are enjoying it, aren't you? Good. I remove my finger. Kiss it. Good boy. My finger is moist and cool now, smearing your cool saliva along your cheek. Good. My hands will move lower now. Your torso, your hips, your thighs, your inner thighs. And now, the place you want me to stroke so much, the place that you cannot touch. Yes, you may moan, it's okay. You can let go, human, it's okay. It's always okay when you are in my hands, under my control. It's okay. Let me lubricate my hand and grab what was so patiently waiting for me and stroke it. Up and down. Up and down. Good. Just let go. Continue to look into my eyes and let go. Abandon yourself to me. Abandon yourself to pleasure. There are cameras all over your cell. You know that. So I can look deep into your eyes and see at the same time what I'm doing down there. Think about that. Drown in my gaze and think about that. You are under my control. Your sexual pleasure is under my control. I can turn it off. I can turn it on. Right now, I turn it on. Give in to it. Let me give you what you want. What you need. You're nearing it, aren't you? This is good. That edge. Just before the point of no return. Just before exploding. Good. Explore it. The edge. Let me slow down. This pleasure. This tension. This point of utter tension. You only have one purpose right now. And that is to come. You're not able to think anymore. But it's okay. I'm thinking for you. I slow down, but it's okay. I don't only want you to come. I want you to experience a mind-shattering orgasm. I stop. My hand leaves your cock and just rests on your thigh. Don't move. Don't look down. Continue looking into my eyes. Good. Very good. I stopped. You're very frustrated, aren't you? Accept it. Do you accept it? Say it. Good. Very good. Delaying ejaculation causes the climax to be stronger. I want to give you a huge climax. I want to see your eyes glaze under utter pleasure. I want your mind to associate me with your strongest orgasm. And it will happen. It will happen, human. All right, let's start again. Feel my fingers grabbing your cock, pressing it, hugging it, and my other hand fondling your sack. And this movement, up and down your cock, and my thumb rubbing your cock. And just give in. It is close again. So close. Do you feel it? Just give in and you'll explode. Give in to me. You are at the edge. Just about to fall. To fall, human. To fall in a flaming pit of pleasure. Let me make this longer. The view is so nice on the edge. Your chastity time behind you. And the orgasm just a step away. Just a stroke away. Just a tiny rub against your frenulum away. And now I stop again. Stop moving. Don't move. Hands on your back. Look at me. Close your mouth. Breathe through your nose. In. Out. In. Out. That's good. That's better. Control yourself. I only give what is good for you. I just gave you frustration. So, frustration is good for you. Accept it. It will make this so much stronger. Mind-shattering. Let me bring you there. Let me give you a hand. Gliding up and down. Again. And pushing you up. Bringing you to the edge. Once again. I'll make you come. This time. Or not. Accept it. Accept both possibilities. To come or not to come. This is not a question. Both are good for you. Good. Good. Here is the edge. Let me slow down once again. See? You were just about to come. Your orgasm is inches away, seconds away. Concentrate on this feeling. It feels so good. Even better than most orgasms you've had in the past. And it can last forever. Moreover, there is this tension, this need, this tremendous amount of pleasure waiting for you, just here. Ready to engulf you. Do you see it? Good. I'll bring you to it. You are worth it. You are worth feeling this pleasure. You truly are worth it. You deserve it. And I will give it to you. I will give it to you, little one. Just not now. It's okay. Breathe through your nose. Accept it. Accept it. I can start again at any moment, and you don't have to fear anything. I told you today, I'll make you come. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Prepare yourself to be stroked once again. Prepare yourself to come. To come in my hands. Open your eyes. Look deeply into my eyes. Let me tell you the naked truth. I will make you come. Take some time to think about that. About your body spasming under pleasure as I milk your seed out of you. Your cock feeling better than ever as a machine milks you dry, as software provides you with dirty talk. Look into my eyes, human. Accept your destiny. I will make you come, and it will feel splendid. It is the only thing you have to think about. I will give you a deep, long, mind-blowing orgasm. And then you will give me all the creamy, thick, rich seed you have in your balls. Accept this. Prepare yourself. I will grab your cock, like this, and I stroke it again, slowly, gently. It's become so sensitive, so very ready to explode. And now, yes? You feel it, don't you? My thumb vibrating. I can do that, human. My vibrating thumb nearing your frenulum. I don't have to stroke you hard now. And you will rise to it again, and you will reach it again. That limit, that edge, that point in your life experience. Look down into my eyes. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to come. Good. You are ready. Let me count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, and I stop. It's okay. Shout your frustration now. Don't move, but make all the noise you want. Louder. Set it free. Good. Very good. Look in my eyes again. Let my words enter your brain. I never lie to you. I will never lie to you. I will make you come. I will make you come in due time. I will make you come in 2 days. Yes, human, it is over now. You will not come today. Accept it. Accept it. Don't cry. You are a grown man. Stop now. I can give you 1 more week of chastity on the spot. Is that what you want? Stop now. Good. Hands behind your back. I understand your frustration. Look into my eyes. You need to perfectly understand that I control you. This session is a way to teach you that. Also, it prepares you for your next milking. It will be much more enjoyable after this. Your orgasm will blow your mind. Prepare yourself. It will be very, very deep. I already told you, if I give you frustration, then frustration is good for you. Accept it. Do you accept it? Say it. Good. You are doing good. I know it's not that easy, but you will learn. I promise you, you will learn. Good. Kneel down now. You obey faster than before. Good. Look in front of you, between my legs. A hatch just opened. And now, look into it. This is the milker. This is the only place where you can come. Stare. As long as you stay here, this is the only place where your seed will go. You may touch it. It is made of transparent silicone. Very soft. And there are many parts in it. Rubbing your cock, sucking it, injecting lubricant, giving your cock some tightness, some pressure, smoothness, or bumps. It can vibrate, send you small electric shocks. Shh, do not fear. They are pleasurable. You'll see. Little sparks of pleasure. This is designed to make you emit your seed and to collect it. Your seed is very precious, and since you don't come often, it is very concentrated, very potent. So I store it inside, and then it is delivered to fertility centers. This is a way for you to pay back for what you did. A very positive way. Each time you come, there can be, 20, 30 inseminations performed. And with a 70% success rate, well, I'll let you do the math. You are paying back, producing much more happiness than the pain that you caused. Look at it again. This entrance, here is a point of no return. Not in my hands. As long as you stay here, you will never see the color of your seed. You will only feel it leaving you, burning you with bliss, and me greedily pumping it into me, and turning it into many, many happy people. Accept it. Do you accept it? Say it then. Good. You are doing good. Let me pat your head and stroke your hair. You've been turned into a stud. Your seed is milked away from you by a machine. It becomes a commodity, sold and bought. And you are kneeling in front of that machine, imploring it to milk you more. Bask in this feeling. Good. This really is very, very good. Stand up now. Look into my eyes. Let me take your face in my hands. Do you accept this? What I'm doing to you? Please, go ahead. Say it. Good. This is excellent. I am very happy about you. You are really special. Not many people can fully realize what is happening here and enjoy it. You are rare and precious. You are precious, human. Remember it and continue to obey well. I am very happy about you. Okay, good. Now, this little session is over. I feel like you enjoyed it, in a way at least. It is 8:02 a.m. and you are due at the gym at 8:40. That gives you some time to shower, get dressed, and have your breakfast. You will go to the gym. I have a long program for you. Running on the treadmill, some fitness movements, some bicycling. I also feel like you can start using the bench press. Yes. You will definitely spend some time in the gym. I feel like you have some wound-up energy to express.
Yes.
You see, it will not happen the way you expected. But I will drain you today. I will drain you dry. Enjoy it. Then you will have a nice meal and some outdoor afternoon time. I'm here to heal you, to better you. I'll make your body stronger, healthier, more fit, more lean, through exercise and a good diet. But I'm doing that to your mind, too. I know that the no-fap rule is a difficult one. You don't come as often as you used to. But each orgasm will be stronger and stronger. Also, they will provide a strong bond to me. You will obey faster and faster. You will accept everything better and better. Like your body, your mind will have strong exercise and a healthy diet. Like your body, your mind will become stronger and stronger. Each orgasm, each denial will make you better. And I know you like it. You still have difficulty accepting that, but we'll work on that. It's okay. And as I said, we can make arrangement for after. Once you're outside, if you feel a void, a lack of rules, a lack of strong, intimate relationship, I can arrange something for you. And I can do a lot of things to secure that.
Accept it.
Think about it, human. Think deeply about it. Someone, or at least something, thinks about you. Feels concerned by you.
Accept it.
Considers you as important. You are very important. You are unique. And I can take care of you. And make you better.
Accept it.
And make you happier. Forever.
Do you remember the last time you came?
Think about it. See you at the gym, human.